Shabbat Shalom, Parashat Nitzavim Vayelech. This is it. We are reaching the end and the conclusion of all the parashot. When we read the Torah, there's two elements that we need to figure out. Number one is the fact that there is connection and the wider scheme of things. And now everything is connected together as one old book. And also there's a connection to where we are in the calendar. These week parasha, two parashot, Nitzavim Vayelech, are naturally being read a couple of days before the last day of the Hebrew year. Wednesday night is going to be Rosh Hashanah, the end of the year, the day where we really look back at the year and we conclude it, and we stand in front of our gods and we're talking about anoint him as our king again, blowing the shofar, remembering and reminding ourselves what is this is all about. And in this week parasha, in this week message, that's not my mistake, connected to this conclusion, we see a big message. And I want you to connect with the fact that while I'm sitting here in my backyard in Samaria, I hear music from my neighbors that talks about the songs from the prayers of Rosh Hashanah, of the high holidays. They're singing the songs and they're connecting, and it will happen. In 3 days, it will happen. So the environment all around us is end of the year. End of the year, conclusion, holiday. And where do we all take it? It's time of repentance and times of really looking back at the year and what a year we had. And in this week portion in chapter 30, verses 11 and 12, we read probably the most of the strongest verses in the whole Torah. Surely, this instruction which I enjoin upon you this day is not too baffling for you, nor it's beyond reach. Next verse. It is not in the heavens that you should say, who among us can go up to the heavens and get it for us and import it to us, that we may observe it. Next verse. Neither it's beyond the sea that you should say, who among us can cross the other side of the sea and get it for us and import it to us, that we may observe it. The biggest question about the rituals of our life and the way we practice, and you know, I talk about it a lot of the time, about the challenges of being observant Jew and all the commands and all the things we need to go. It doesn't look so hard from the outside, but when you're living it, you understand there are a lot of obstacles in life and there's a lot of challenges, and God is really asking us a lot. And this is something that we love and we do with happiness and with joy, but these challenges sometimes make it a bit hard. And some people are also leaving the path because it is too hard. And now God says to us, the book says to us, it's not in the skies and the heaven. It is not over the ocean to bring this mitzvah, this instruction. Ki karov elecha. No, the thing is very close to you, in your mouth and in your heart, to observe it. What is that mitzvah? What is that instruction? Our commentaries talk about it in several places, and they gave two main observations. Number one, the ritual, the instruction, is the mitzvah in general. All the words of the Torah, and this is the time of the conclusion, you want to say that everything you just read, everything you just passed in all those books, don't think it's something that is far from you. Don't think it's in the heavens. Don't think it's something that God gave us to us, but it's a challenge that you cannot observe. It is here. It's in your heart. It's in your soul. It's there for you to react on. And the second understanding from this ritual is not a general thing. It's the mitzvah. It's the ritual of repentance that we have in the end of the year. You see, when people are looking at changes, and it's even stronger when you're getting older, you feel this notion that you cannot change. You can change, But then it's going to go back to the way you always were. And we feel it all the time that, you know, it happens with the small things and the bad things. The way we treat our loved ones and what we eat. And a lot of things that we accept upon ourselves. And we want to make a change. We are genuine. We really do want to be different. But then a couple of weeks passes, and you tend to forget. And you go back to those old rituals. And the Torah says to you, Lo me'ever le'yam, it's not over the ocean, it's not too hard, it's not too difficult. Where does it all come from? It all comes from you. From the understanding that God puts in us the power to be good, the power to be connected. It is not something that we need to observe from the outside, it's something that is engraved in us. And if that's the case, it's going to be much, much easier to go back to. The Midrash, the story in Judaism is that when a baby is inside his mother womb, this is what the Talmud says, he sits there in his mother womb and there's an angel who teaches him all the Torah, literally teaches him all of it. And when he goes out of the womb, when he's being birthed, the angel puts his finger here. This is why we have this shape here. And when he puts it here, the baby stops and forgets everything. And that's an interesting midrash. That's an interesting explanation. What is the essence of it? And who cares if we learned everything and we forgot everything? What is it given us to learn? I think there's a very strong meaning here that tells you something. When you knew something, when it was part of you, even if you don't remember it, you remember what it's not. Example, when you had somebody in your memory and you wanted to say a name, and somebody comes to you and said, oh, I forget the name. John, no. Jill, no. Bonnie, no. George, yes, it's George. When you knew something and you even forget it, when it will be recalled to you, when you're going to hear it again, it will sound, it makes sense. I know it. I heard about it. It is part of me. In that Midrash, in that Talmud, the Torah says to us that all the things that we do are not something exterior to us. It's inner. And in your inner power to come back to it. In this week's portions and the next ones, we will read about the two last rituals that we will have. The last two mitzvot. One is Akel. Every 7 years, all of the people of Israel need to come back and hear the Torah once again. A recall. Like the Mount Sinai, everybody was there, everybody was part of it. You hear the music? But then you need to go back to that moment again. You need to recall, you need to remember what was then. And you come together, all of the nation, and they hear the rituals and they hear the word of God to remember. It's in you. Please do remember. And the second is the command to write your own scroll. There is a command that every person needs to write his own scroll of Torah. Why is that? Because you need to understand you are part of it. You're part of it. It's important for you to be part of it. And you need only to go back to those reminders that it's inside of you. You don't need to climb the mountain. You need to go cross the ocean. You don't need to look for the truth far, far away. It's in your heart. It's in your soul. It's in you. When you remember it, the repentance and all the rituals and everything we do are going to be much easier because you're going inside and you don't climb things outside. With this, as we end this year, I want to wish all of us a Shana Tova. The weekly portions won't be finished. We're going to read another portion next week and until Simchat Torah, when we will remember and we will rejoice by receiving the Torah again with a full new circle. A full new circle that's going to remind us you heard it before. It's inside. Just wake up to the calling. In your mouth and in your heart. Shabbat Shalom.